The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We know there is the initial repentance when you are led by God's Spirit to see the need to repent. You must feel broken up, very remorseful for your way of life. The fact you have had a part in killing Jesus Christ. The fact you are a sinner that has rebelled against God. You have to begin to see self and not like what you see. You begin to look into the mirror of God's Word to see self in comparison to God and Jesus Christ, and you want to change. You want to turn around, live a different lifestyle. You want to live by the Word of God. You begin to realize how wrong you have been and still are. You ask God to forgive you for sinning against Him and hurting others by ignoring His Word and His laws. Then after a heartfelt, sincere repentance, you ask to be baptized for the remission of sin and have hands laid on you by a minister who will ask God to give you His Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will enable you to begin the process of conversion, changing from the way you are and have been till the time God called you to repentance. God's Spirit in you is the only ingredient that can help you see self in comparison to God and Jesus Christ, and that doesn't come all at once. You see self little by little. It is a lifetime of spiritual growth. Repentance and conversion is a lifelong event. Becoming like God and Jesus Christ is a lifetime event, and that should be your number one goal. That is why you were born. God created man to become like God Himself, a spirit being with holy, righteous character. He gives you His Spirit to make that possible. But God only gives a spirit, which is the mind, attitude, and character of God, to those that are willing to and are struggling to obey Him. In other words, to those who He is able to rule. Not too many want to be ruled by their Creator God. That's why you don't see too many people in a humble, repentant attitude. That means an attitude that's willing to obey God and to live by every word of God, as Christ said that we must do in the New and in the Old Testament as well. In Matthew 4, chapter 4, notice what Christ had to say. This is when He was being tempted by Satan the devil. Christ had this to say, "But He answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." A direct quote from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Christ was the one that inspired the Old Testament and spoke in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not." Verse 3, "So He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." Yes, if a nation or an individual would live by the word of God, things would go well for them. When you repent, that is truly repent, and are ready to be baptized and are baptized, you are signing a contract. You are making a covenant with God that you will obey Him and walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. By the time you are ready to be baptized, you have made a lot of changes in your life. That's the way it has to be. In Matthew chapter 3, notice what John had to say to some who wanted to be baptized. They were the spiritual leaders in that day, supposedly those that were obeying God in that day. In Matthew 3, beginning in verse 5, "Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him," that is, went out to John to be baptized. Verse 6, "and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Now, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were supposedly the Christians of that day. Verse 8, therefore, John said, bear fruits worthy of repentance. John 6:44 and verse 65 has this to say, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 65, and he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. That's Jesus Christ speaking these verses. But John told the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, you must bear fruit worthy of repentance. In other words, there's something that you must do to repent. There's more to repentance, much more to repentance than saying, I accept the Lord or I profess Jesus Christ. God the Father draws you or leads you by the Holy Spirit to repentance. You have to begin a change of mind, attitude, and character that shows God you are bearing fruits worthy of repentance. It is God's will that all come to repentance and be saved. You would think everyone would want to be saved. That is, have salvation, eternal life. Isn't that what you want? Well, if it is, God will give that free gift to you. But God requires you to do something before he will give you salvation. Notice when Paul was on trial, just before he was sent to Rome, notice what Paul had to say. In Acts 26, beginning in verse 19, therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Now, Paul is repeating the vision that he had when he was struck down on his way to Damascus to bind saints to take to Jerusalem. Verse 20, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the regions of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. Paul is saying the same thing that John had told the people in his days, that you had to do works worthy of repentance. In other words, there's more to repentance, there's more to being saved and accepting Jesus Christ and God the Father, his word, and living by his word, than just walking down the aisle in front of a minister and saying, I profess Jesus Christ. It's a change of lifestyle, my friends. That's what John told those who claimed to be righteous in his days. Yes, there is something that you must do to be saved. You have to begin the process of changing, turning around and going the other way, and you have to change the rest of your life. There is much more to repentance and being saved than just saying, I accept Jesus, or confessing such before your church congregation. Jesus Christ didn't do it all for you. I want you to hear that, my friend. Jesus Christ did not do it all for you. He did not obey God so you would not have to. He did not keep the law in your stead. And you need to hear what I said. You need to listen to what I said. He did not fulfill the law, that is, live the law to the full in the letter and in the spirit of the law, so he could nail the law to the cross. He set us an example as how to live our life. The purpose of your life is to become like Jesus Christ. Yes, the purpose of your life should be to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ obeyed the law of God. He obeyed the word of God. He lived by every word of God. And that's what he tells us to do. God told us that in the first chapter of the Bible, what the purpose of life is. Notice in Genesis 1, beginning in verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Did you notice that, my friends? God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Yes, become like God, a spirit being with holy, righteous character. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 27 goes on to say this. But did you notice verse 27 does not say God created man in his likeness? Why? Well, because that takes place over your lifetime. Conversion and repentance is a lifelong process. After the initial repentance, or after God calls you to repentance and you accept his invitation, then you begin to change And the more you understand the Word of God and continue to see self, then you realize how you are in comparison to the way Christ is. Then you want to continue to change and become more like Jesus Christ. It was Christ's mind and attitude to obey the Word of God. That included His law, the Ten Commandments. He even kept the fourth commandment, the Sabbath. Yes, that was His mind and that was His attitude. That's part of what God said do, to obey and to keep the Sabbath. God expects a person to bear fruits worthy of repentance before you are baptized for the remission of sin. God also expects you to bear more fruits after you are placed in the body of Christ. And the fruit God expects you to bear is to build the mind, the attitude, and the character of Jesus Christ. You can't come to God unless you are in a repentant attitude, or you could say a changing attitude, meaning you are fed up with your way and you are wanting to change to God's way of fairness, truth, give, and love. The way we naturally are is the way of get. The whole process of conversion is to become like God and Jesus Christ. That's what Christ means when He talks about bearing fruit. Notice what Christ said in Matthew 13, beginning in verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. This is the parable of the sower. If you want to read the entire account, go back to Matthew 13, and you can read the entire account there. But we're breaking in here to this account in verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. And verse 19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. That is the devil. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Very evident, God isn't trying to convert everyone today. God isn't trying to save the world today. Otherwise, everyone would understand the Word of God when they hear or when they read it. Now notice verse 20. But he who receives seed on the stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Verse 20 is speaking about those that hear the word of God and they agree with it, at least what they hear or read to that point. But they don't realize at that time there's much more to learn and understand about God's word that will require a lot of changes in their life. And verse 21, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. When they do realize the word of God tells them to begin changing, that is to continue to change, repent as they understand God's word, but there's not enough spiritual growth in them to do that, so they give up. Some people will only stand a certain amount of truth. That's what Christ is describing here. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you need, and you need to read What is Sin and the Fact You Should Know About Repentance. And all you need to do to receive those booklets is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request What is Sin and the Fact That You Should Know About Repentance. Or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com or go online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand His Word.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.